I saw how a muscle tensed in his jaw. My mother approached and hugged me mechanically, as if she were performing in a theater play. "You look different," she commented, examining me from top to bottom. I felt her surprise noticing my transformation. I was no longer the insecure teenager with skin problems and braces. Before her stood a confident woman, successful and, yes, also beautiful. 10 years can change a person," I replied, maintaining my composure, "especially when they have to rebuild their life from scratch." The hint didn't go unnoticed by any of those present. Michael, visibly confused, tried to break the tension. "It's a pleasure to meet you, Lucy. Sarah never... well, I didn't know I had a sister-in-law." He extended his hand and I shook it firmly. "There are many things about the Martinez family that you still don't know, Michael," I said with an enigmatic smile. The discomfort was palpable. Sarah, always the perfect princess, tried to take control of the situation. "Lucy decided to follow her own path years ago," she quickly explained to her husband. "We had differences of opinion," I repeated with disbelief. What an elegant way to say they disowned me for not meeting their aesthetic standards. "The humiliation I suffered in this family has a more precise name than differences of opinion, Sarah." A tense silence fell over our small circle. Nearby guests began to notice that something wasn't right. My father, always concerned about appearances, intervened. "This is not the time or place, Lucy," he said in a low but firm voice. "It's your sister's special day." "Of course," I conceded. "I wouldn't want to ruin another family celebration. I had enough with my own graduation. Remember? When you called me the ugly graduate who didn't reflect well on the company's image." My father paled. He never imagined I had heard those exact words. Michael looked at my father with evident surprise. "I don't know what you're talking about," my father tried to deny. "I think you know perfectly well," I replied, without altering my calm tone. "But as you said, this is Sarah's day. Let's enjoy the party." I walked away elegantly, leaving them stunned. I could feel their gazes fixed on my back as I headed toward the bar. The revenge was just beginning, and it would be served cold and calculated. At the bar, a man in a dark suit with an intelligent look approached. "Impressive entrance," he commented, offering me a glass of champagne. "Gabriel Vega," he introduced himself. "Michael's partner at the real estate firm." "Lucy Martinez," I replied, accepting the glass. "Martinez? Are you related to the bride and groom?" he asked with genuine interest. "Sarah's older sister, the one nobody mentions," I explained with an ironic smile. Gabriel observed me with curiosity. "I worked with your father on some projects years ago," he commented. "An interesting man." "A diplomatic way to describe him," I replied, laughing softly. "Diplomacy is my specialty," Gabriel smiled, "though I sense you prefer direct honesty." "Honesty cost me my place in this family, so yes, I value it quite a bit." Our conversation was interrupted by the master of ceremonies announcing the newlyweds' first dance. Everyone gathered around the dance floor while Sarah and Michael danced to a romantic ballad. I watched my sister, as perfect as always, the center of attention, the undisputed favorite. "It seems there's an interesting story behind your absence in family photos," Gabriel commented, following my gaze. "A story of toxic family and impossible expectations," I replied frankly. "I'd love to hear it someday," Gabriel said. There was something in his look that told me it wasn't simple curiosity. "Why the interest?" I asked directly. Gabriel hesitated a moment before responding. "Let's say your father and I didn't end our business on good terms, and I suspect you might have valuable information. So I wasn't the only one with pending accounts with Edward Martinez."
"Interesting."
The party continued, and I noticed how my parents tried to keep me away from the most important guests, especially Michael's family. It was evident they feared what I might reveal. Sarah, for her part, cast nervous glances at me every time I got too close to any group where she was talking. During dinner, they assigned me a distant table with distant cousins and peripheral friends. Justice seemed still far away, but I had my own plans. When it came time for speeches, I saw my father stand up with his glass raised, ready to give the traditional father of the bride speech. "Dear friends and family," he began with his voice trained to impress, "today is one of the happiest days of my life, seeing my daughter Sarah, my greatest pride, unite in marriage with Michael." While he continued his speech full of cliches about family love and paternal pride, I felt anger growing inside me. How could the man who had expelled me from his life for not being attractive enough for his standards talk about family love? When he finished amid applause, the master of ceremonies announced, "And now, some words from friends and family who wish to share their good wishes with the newlyweds." Without thinking twice, I stood up and headed toward the microphone. I saw instant panic in my parents' eyes and the expression of horror on Sarah's face. They didn't know what I was going to say, and that fear was exactly what I sought to provoke. I took the microphone and smiled at the audience. "Good evening, everyone. My name is Lucy Martinez, Sarah's older sister." A murmur of surprise ran through the room. Many of the guests didn't even know Sarah had a sister. "For those wondering why you've never seen me at family gatherings," I continued, "let's say I've been building my own path away from here." I saw my father make a gesture to stand up, but my mother stopped him, probably fearing that an interruption would cause more scandal. "Sarah," I addressed my sister directly, "you were always the family star, the perfect child. Today, seeing you so radiant, I understand why." I made a dramatic pause while everyone held their breath, waiting for some scandalous revelation. "I wish you all the happiness in the world. And to you, Michael," I turned toward my new brother-in-law, "I wish you wisdom to truly know the family you just entered." I left the microphone and returned to my table amid polite applause and confused looks. I hadn't said anything explicitly offensive, but the subtext was clear to those who needed to understand it. Moments later, while waiters served dessert, I felt a hand on my shoulder. It was Michael. "Can we talk for a moment?" he asked seriously. I followed him to a quiet corner of the room. "Your speech was interesting," he commented. "I was quite discreet considering the circumstances," I replied. "What circumstances exactly?" Michael asked, and I could see genuine curiosity in his eyes. "Sarah has barely mentioned your existence, and when she did, she said you had voluntarily distanced yourself due to personal differences." I weighed my options. Could I tell Michael the whole truth and possibly ruin my sister's wedding night? Or could I be strategic? "Families are complicated, Michael," I finally replied. "Let's say the standards of success and beauty in the Martinez family are extremely rigorous. I didn't meet them, so they showed me the door." "Are you telling me they kicked you out of home?" he asked incredulously. "I'm telling you that you should know well the family you just married into," I replied. "Especially if you plan to have children someday." Michael's expression changed. It was evident that my words had planted a seed of doubt. "There's something else I should know, isn't there?" he insisted. At that moment, I saw Sarah approaching with an alarmed expression. The revenge was served, but the main course was still missing. "Michael, honey, they're looking for you for photos with your parents," Sarah interrupted with a honeyed voice, but a threatening look directed at me. "Of course, I'm coming right away," he replied, visibly uncomfortable. "Lucy, I'd like to continue this conversation later." "Whenever you want," I replied with a serene smile. As soon as Michael walked away, Sarah dropped her facade. "What do you think you're doing?" she hissed. "You come to my wedding after 10 years to ruin everything?" "Ruin it? I'm just having a civilized conversation with my new brother-in-law," I replied without losing my composure. "Unlike you, I don't hide the truth about our toxic family." "Truth? You want to talk about truth?" Sarah lowered her voice, but her tone was sharp. "The truth is, you were always jealous of me. You always wanted what I had." Her accusation made me laugh bitterly. "Jealous? Sarah, I didn't want your beauty or your popularity. I just wanted a family that would accept me as I was, but I guess that was asking too much." "You left," she reminded me with disdain. "Nobody kicked you out." "Really? Rewriting history to fit your perfect narrative? Typical of the Martinez family." I kept my voice controlled despite feeling fury bubbling inside me. "Have you told Michael how they modified the will a month after my departure? Or how Dad made sure none of his contacts would hire me in the city?" Sarah paled slightly. "I don't know what you're talking about." "Of course you know. You were there when Dad called his partners to ruin my career before it could begin. The humiliation they planned for me was meticulous and complete." My sister looked away, confirming with her silence that my words were true. "You know what, Sarah? For years I thought I hated you. That I hated this whole family for what they did to me. But now I realize I owe them gratitude." My statement surprised her. "If they hadn't expelled me, I would never have discovered my own strength. I would never have built my company from scratch. I would never have experienced the true justice of succeeding on my own merits." "Company?" Sarah asked, and I noticed a flash of something in her eyes. "Curiosity? Envy? Financial consulting," I replied. "We advise several companies that compete with Dad. In fact, last year we were instrumental in the acquisition that almost destroyed his Monteverde project." Sarah's eyes opened with recognition. That failed project had been a devastating blow to my father, and now she knew I had been behind it. "That was your revenge," she murmured. "That was business," I corrected. "Revenge is just beginning tonight." Before Sarah could respond, Gabriel approached us. "Sorry to interrupt the family reunion," he said with a smile that suggested he wasn't sorry at all. "Lucy, would you grant me this dance?" I accepted his hand, leaving Sarah speechless and with an expression of bewilderment on her perfect face. On the dance floor, Gabriel guided me expertly. "It seems your family reunion is being intense," he commented. 10 years of silence and lies aren't resolved with a simple cordial conversation," I replied. "Your father seems especially disturbed by your presence," Gabriel observed. "He hasn't stopped watching us since we started dancing." I turned slightly to confirm his words. "Indeed, my father was watching us with a mixture of anger and concern." "What conflict do you have exactly with my father?" I asked Gabriel directly. He smiled enigmatically. "Let's say Edward Martinez."